Saga Egmond presents Murder at the Second Hand Shop by Anna Grew, read by Joan Walker.
Chapter 1. Sunday, the 17th of March. Every meal begins with a person cooking. Actually, no, that isn't really true. It begins with a person buying the necessary ingredients, preparing them and cooking them, and then serving the finished dish. But it is a process that fewer and fewer people subscribe to. In fact, more and more people choose to buy their meals ready-made, already prepared to be thrown into the microwave and later consumed practically straight from the packet. It is a depressing tendency, thinks Anna May, who derives just as much satisfaction from preparing the meal as she does from eating it. And that is no exaggeration. Her passionate love of good food is reflected in her ample figure. When Anna May moves around the kitchen, it's like watching someone perform a carefully choreographed tribal dance in which every movement serves a specific purpose. From when she cuts up the red pepper, onions and celery in perfect square shapes, to when she, in deep concentration, folds the stiffly beaten egg whites into the slightly cooled-off roux for an egg gratin, or when she, with a practically love-struck look on her face, pours dripping over a saddle of venison simmering in the oven. It's best not to communicate with Anna May when she's in the kitchen. If you do, there is a risk that she'll lose track of what she's doing, in which case she may snap at you. Of course, her family is well aware of this, but every now and then a guest may unwittingly venture into the kitchen to have a cosy chat or offer some help, forcing Anna May to put her foot down. Help yourself to a glass of wine and have a seat in the living room. I'll bring out the food when it's ready. However, despite her somewhat belligerent demeanour, for Anna May, cooking is associated first and foremost with warm feelings. Love is an essential ingredient in each and every dish. It's how she shows her daughter, granddaughter, and friends how much they mean to her. She knows it, and they know it, if nothing else, in their subconscious. Homemade food, meticulously prepared with the utmost love and care, always tastes better than the kind produced by a factory worker who makes their living by throwing a couple of ingredients together according to some standard recipe. Anna May once asked a young man, her daughter's first real boyfriend, what his favourite dish was. He answered without hesitation, "Something homemade." She asked him what he meant by that, and he explained that when he was growing up, his parents didn't like cooking, and so many of his dinners at home consisted of frozen pizzas, open sandwiches, oatmeal or ready-made meatballs in curry sauce. So any kind of food that had been prepared from scratch was pure luxury in his eyes. From that day on, Anna May treated him practically like a foie gras goose. She stuffed him with food whenever he came over. A year later, when the young man and Eben broke up, Anna May's greatest concern was whether he would get enough to eat from then on. No, she thinks, washing the juices from the meat off her hands, grown-ups who refuse to cook their own food shouldn't be allowed to call themselves grown-ups. Or at least shouldn't be allowed to have children. If you aren't able to provide your family with nutritious, tasty meals 3 times a day, then you're simply... She's trying to find the right word as she dries her hands on a clean dish towel. Well, then you're simply immature. She nods to herself, satisfied with her own conclusion. The thought doesn't occur to her that her own daughter, who is notoriously clumsy in the kitchen, belongs to that very category of people. Anna May looks down with affection at Mortensen, a young wire-haired dachshund who is the only male in her life and for that reason alone deserves to bear her surname. His name is Mortensen III, to be more precise. He had 2 predecessors of the same breed and name. Right now, he is lying completely still in his basket by the terrace door and is keeping a close eye on Anna May to see when she reaches for the chopping board covered with the scraps from the pork tenderloin so he can help her with the washing up. "You'll have to wait, sweetie," Anna May says. "You'll get your snack when the rest of us sit down at the table." Mortensen gives her a sad look, but there is still a trace of hope in his eyes. The dog is the only one who is welcome in her kitchen. He never gets in her way. Never asks.